The Memorial of His Humiliation. We are going to study today the memorial that we call feet washing, that the ancient Christians called pedilavium, the laving of the feet. Why did Jesus inaugurate this ordinance and require it to be carried out in every age till he came? The opening passage for our lesson takes our minds back to the second chapter of Philippians, where the mind of Christ is revealed to us. Jesus was God, absolutely in every sense. The outshining of deity was nothing that he wanted to grasp. He possessed it. He had it. He is Master and Lord. But what did he do? He emptied himself. He became like a man. He was obedient unto death, even the death of a cross. Therefore God highly exalted him. Now let's review what he did. He was seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty on high. He rises from his place of honor and divests himself of his royal robe and kingly crown and mighty scepter. He stoops down and becomes a man. Then he girds himself with the panoply of a servant, a towel. And he performs a certain task, even to the length of laying down his life, of dying. Not a normal death, not the anesthetic death that Lazarus died, but the second death, the death of the cross. And having done this, God exalted him and set him at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty on high. Now Jesus tried to get his disciples, as he tries to get us, to understand this tremendous truth. But they failed to grasp it. Peter and John asked their mother to come to Christ and ask him to give to them the privilege of sitting at the right and the left of his throne in the kingdom that he was about to establish. Then Jesus told a story. He says, the kings of the Gentiles lord it over them. They behave with arrogance, and they're called benefactors. But it must not be so among you. Well, they failed to understand his parable. They failed to understand his life of self-emptying service. And so Christ wished them to grasp this truth through an object lesson. Luke tells us that Jesus, when everything was ready in the upper room, sat down with his disciples. He had already told them that he that is greatest must not be the one that sits at meat, but the one that serves. That part of the paschal ceremony that required the washing of feet was neglected. Each member of the apostolic band was too intent on maintaining his own dignity. Last of all, Jesus rises from supper, lays aside his garments as Master and Lord, girded himself with a towel, poured water from the fountain for sin and for uncleanness that he opened into the earthen vessel, knelt down as a servant, and began to wash the disciples' feet. Judas had wanted to be first, and so he placed himself nearest to Christ, and Jesus washed his feet first. Then he washed the feet of the other 10, and finally he came to Peter. You will get this sequence in Desire of Ages. Just think of those three categories. Judas. Money clutched in his avaricious hand. Betraying his Lord for 30 pieces of silver, the price of a slave. And there the Lord, as a slave, kneeling before him, carrying out the work of the slave of God, washing his feet. Then Jesus moved to the 10, the sullen, silent, dull, uncomprehending, mediocre 10. And one by one he washes their feet. Then he comes to Peter, the ebullient, rambunctious, verbal Peter. Never, Peter says. If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Then not my hands, my feet only, but my hands and my head. And Jesus proceeds to wash his feet. And says, he that is washed needeth not save to wash feet, but is clean every whit. He that comes from the bath, the baptismal regeneration, need only have his sandaled feet befouled by the journey, the dusty journey through life, washed to be clean every whit. Having washed their feet, Jesus put on his garments again and sat down at the head of the table, highly exalted. You call me Master and Lord, and you say well, for so I am. The Master is the teacher. He instructs. The Lord is the boss. He gives orders. If I, as your teacher and your Lord, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. Now, what does this memorial service memorialize? Christ's life. Seated at the head of the table, laid aside his garments, opens the fountain from the broken pitcher into the earthen vessel, washes, having girded himself with a towel. Rises, is set down in his position of honor. Jesus was God, laid aside his royal robe and kingly crown, became a man, became a servant, cleansed. In order to cleanse and open the fountain for sin and for uncleanness, he needed to die. And he died the second death, the penal death, not the anesthetic death that our parents have died, but the penal second death. Wherefore God exalted him. Son of man, thy Father calls thee. God begot him to life by the resurrection. So here we see in the service of feet washing a tableau of Christ's life, of self-emptying service. And this life that Christ lived was the essential prelude to the second death. When the prince of this world came to Jesus Christ, if he had found in him any defect, there would have been no resurrection. But it was because of Christ's life of self-emptying service that Jesus could be resurrected and could take up his life again. So this ordinance is the ordinance by which Jesus Christ would have the worshipper identify with his life. Now his life was the divine preparation for his death. Now next week in our Sabbath school lesson, we are going to study the communion service. the bread and the wine, the symbols of his suffering and death. Christ's preparation for the ordinance of bread and wine is the ordinance of feet washing. We identify with Christ's life as the prelude to identifying with Christ's death. The death of Christ is the bread and wine. The life of Christ is the service of feet washing. The service of feet washing is not a humiliation. It exhibits humility. And there is a difference. What is humility? Paul tells us in Romans 12 that we oughtn't to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think, but we ought to think soberly. God has given to each of us talents. These talents we are to exercise for his honor and for the service of men. It's no use depreciating the talents God has given to us. To go through all kinds of chest beating and say, I cannot do this, I am undone. But think soberly. What has God entrusted to us? How may we use what he has entrusted to his glory? And then use it. Serve our fellow men. Glorify God. And so the service of feet washing is an ordinance of service. How may I serve my fellow men? The service of feet washing is also a kind of litmus paper that checks our Christian development. Why would I not want to carry out this service? Jesus says, I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. And if you know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Why would I not want to do them? Why, when the service is announced, would I think, where can I be next Sabbath? Well, let's take a trip. We've always wanted to go see Grandma. Let's go next week. But going to see Grandma is just a subterfuge for getting out of feet washing. What sort of attitude in my mind does this reaction reveal? Whose feet should I wash? Jesus says, if you know somebody, when you bring your gift to the altar, who's offended with you, go and be reconciled to him. The ordinance of feet washing is the Christian method of reconciliation. We look to Christ, we look to our fellow men, and we go to our fellow men and we say, let me wash your feet as my master has washed mine. It is this kind of making right that helps me to identify with Christ's life. Once identified with his life, I can face the communion service unafraid. Let a man examine himself, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 11, and so let him eat. The feet washing service is the divine method of self-examination. Why do I resent it? Why do I question it? Why do I ignore it? Why do I avoid it? What is my relationship to this feet washing? If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them. Now the last section of the lesson goes back to Christ's exaltation. If you will be greatest, Jesus Christ says, then serve one another. Not that we want to become greatest, but we will be greatest in heaven's eyes if we serve one another. In this memorial service, there are some interesting points. Christ makes preparation, Christ participates, and Christ explains. Our preparation, we prepare, we participate, and then we exemplify. The end result, with Christ, we are glorified. If we live the Christ life, we will be glorified with him. This feet washing service is a memorial of Christ's life, of humility and service, and is heaven's appointed agency by which we identify with Christ's life. Happy are ye if ye